Umborg. So earlier you said, you know, this topic was partly prompted by the kind of, in part anyway, what people might say, like, why are you doing that? I thought you were a Buddhist.
Right. Well.
So it sounds like probably if they said that because we were not living in accordance with one of the precepts,
right,
that might actually be a valid question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They saw us doing, you know, why are you breaking that precept? I thought you were a Buddhist. We could say, well, I'm not a perfect practitioner.
Right.
And you're right.
Yeah.
I should be trying not to do that, but, you know, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is a sort of an assumption that somehow, somehow all of these Buddhists all magically sort of transform into virtuous, peaceful beings. I mean, you know, which is not really the case. It's like there was one time Ajahn Chah was, I think it was when he was visiting America. And he was in an airport, and this older person was kind of looking at him, and then he finally, he overcame his kind of shyness or curiosity, and he came up and asked Ajahn Chah. He said, Are you a Buddhist? Yes. This is like late 1970s. Are you a Buddhist? He said, yes. Said, are you a Buddhist monk? Said, yes, I'm a monk. He said, and are you from Thailand? He said, yes, I'm from Thailand. He said, and in Thailand, aren't most people Buddhists? And he said, yes. And he said, if that's the case, why are there so many thieves in Thailand? And Ajahn Chah said, well, the Buddha didn't tell them to do that. They do that themselves. So that sense, oh yeah, here's the... Yeah, here are the standards that the Buddha gives, and but people go ahead and do what they're going to do.